I love to get my whole class to laugh at my jokes, but it gets me in a lot of trouble. I just can't help it, though.
Instead of acting like the class clown, why not act more like Jesus? It's a great day here at Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're doing well. As always, my name is Zach. Do you know someone at school or in your neighborhood that's always causing trouble? You know, someone who's always bending or breaking the rules? Do you ever feel like copying them because it might seem fun? Well, don't do it. Just listen to Ephesians 5:2. It says, "Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us." Our story today is called Chomper Trouble. "Why do we have to get rid of Chomper?" Owen asked his dad. "He's so much fun." "I know you like having a pet goat, Owen, but he's cost us quite a bundle with all the mischief he's gotten into," said Dad. Owen knew it was true. Their two sheep just ate grass, but the goat preferred the neighbor's flowers and shrubs. He'd also eaten two apple tree saplings Dad had planted. They tried to keep Chomper tied up, but he always managed to get loose. They penned him in, but sooner or later the clever goat managed to get out. "Come see what he did today," said Dad. Owen followed his dad over to where a dozen wooden boards had been pulled from the side of the tool shed. Several chewed pieces lay scattered on the ground. "Chomper does get into trouble a lot," admitted Owen. "But he's so smart." "He's definitely clever," said Dad. "But that's also what gets him into trouble. Goats can be useful and a lot of fun, but they have a well-earned reputation for making life difficult for their owners." Owen sighed. "I guess so." As they walked toward the house, Dad spoke up. "You know, people can be a lot like Chomper, clever and a lot of fun, but always getting into trouble." Owen bit his lip, knowing Dad was talking about him. He often got into trouble at school for disrupting class and getting other kids to go along with his antics. "Being smart, entertaining, and outgoing are good qualities," Dad continued. "They're part of who God created you to be, Owen. But you have to be careful not to let them cause you to lead others in doing wrong things." "I know," said Owen. "I'll work on that." "You don't have to do it alone," Dad said. "We all do selfish things sometimes and make life difficult for those around us. But Jesus promises to help us follow his example of love. He loves us so much that he died to save us, and he'll help us use the good qualities he's given us to show that kind of love to others." Owen smiled. "That's good, because I want to remind people of Jesus, not Chomper." Well, how about you? Are you someone who can find clever ways to have fun, even if it means breaking the rules? Do other kids go along with you and get in trouble, too? That's not the way to be an example to others or use the gifts God has given you. Jesus sacrificed his life to save us and make us God's children, and he'll help you live in a way that shows others his love. Follow his example so others can see his love in your actions. Our key verse is Ephesians 5:2.
Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us.
And our key thought for today? Follow Jesus' example. Hey, if you like today's story, you can get Keys for Kids in the mail for free. When you sign up for a free subscription, I'll send you the printed Keys for Kids devotional every 3 months, and you'll have each day's story right there in your hands. Plus, you'll get the bonus coloring and activity pages along with the Hey Zach question in every copy. Ask your parents for help to sign up for a free subscription to Keys for Kids when you go to keysforkids.org/getkeys. That's keysforkids.org/getkeys. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.